Amen. Thank you.
아멘. 감사합니다.
It's a real honor to have the three congregations together here today.
다시 한번 이렇게 세 교회에서 같이 모일 수 있는 것을 참 영광으로 생각합니다.
For some of you that are kind of new to Solomon's Porch,
우리 저희 Solomon's Porch 교회 좀 새롭게 오신 분들은
This ministry started off as the English ministry of the Hong Kong Korean Church.
저희 교회는 그 홍콩 한인 교회의 영어 예배로 시작했습니다.
And we were blessed back in the end of 2002 to have an elder board and leaders that really believed in having a new ministry in Hong Kong.
그리고 2002년도 말에 정말 그 영어 예배가 필요함을 이제 아시고 이렇게 저희들을 이렇게 서포트해 주신 많은 장로님들과 지도자들이 계셨습니다.
And they brought myself and my wife over before we had zero kids. Now we have three, you know, here in Hong Kong.
그래서 그때 그 한인교회에서 저 목사님과 사모님을 이렇게 초청하였고 그때는 이제 아이가 한 명도 없었는데 지금은 세 명이 있습니다.
You know, and we start off with about seven people.
그리고 처음 시작할 때는 한 7명 정도 있었습니다.
You know, if you remember on the sixth floor with the picture of the angel with the pitchfork, right? I don't know if you remember those pictures back then.
그래서 2002년도에는 그 옛날 빌딩의 6층에서 아주 조그만 방에서 그때 예배했었는데.
And then the elders blessed us with a new space here in Shum Tower, and we were there for I think about 2 years.
그때 이제 또 장로님들이 저희들이 이렇게 복을 주셔서 그 Shum Tower에 잠시 있을 수 있었습니다.
And then the church started to grow.
그리고 그때부터 이제 교회가 성장하기 시작했고.
And then we moved back to Winglock Street.
그리고서는 이제 Winglock Street로 다시 이사한 다음에.
And the church continued to grow.
계속해서 교회가 성장했습니다.
And then we saw fit probably about 2 years ago to look for a new space.
그리고 한 2년 전부터 저희가 새로운 장소를 찾아야겠다는 생각이 들었습니다.
And so the Lord spoke to our leadership about raising money.
그래서 주님께서 저희 교회 지도자들에게 자본을 모을 것을 말씀하셨고.
And this is, this is a very nice place.
그 이 장소는 참 좋은 장소라 생각합니다.
But this is not our home.
그러나 이곳은 저희의 집이 아닙니다.
We believe that God has something more in store for us.
저희들이 믿기로는 하나님께서 저희 교회에 향하신 더 큰 뜻이 있다고 믿습니다.
So we actually call this place SP 1.5.
그래서 저희는 이곳을 Solomon's Porch 1.5라고 부릅니다.
Right, we're believing God for 2.0.
왜냐하면 하나님께서 저희들에게 1.5가 아닌 2.0 주실 것이라 믿기 때문입니다.
You know, and I just want to share that our church members have really given incredibly, sacrificed so much.
그리고 또 저희 교회 멤버들 중에 정말로 희생적으로 이 교회를 위해 헌금한 많은 분들이 있습니다.
We had some people give their whole year's bonus. Some sold their apartments. To give to the building fund.
어떤 분들은 1년 보너스를 다 이렇게 주신 분들도 있고 어떤 분들은 집을 팔아서까지 이렇게 헌금하였습니다.
And I don't say that to lift up our church members.
제가 이렇게 말하는 것은 저희 교회 교인들을 높이려는 것이 아니라
because I believe that's a lesson we learn from first generation.
제가 말하는 이유는 이런 희생적인 이런 드리는 것들이 정말 저희들을 처음에 서포트해 주신 1세 교회 분들로부터 배웠다고 믿기 때문입니다.
And so I want to thank Hong Kong Haningyue for your service to us, for your sacrifice, especially for your prayers.
그래서 다시 한번 우리 홍콩 한인교회 성도님들에게 그 모든 희생과 모든 서포트와 모든 기도를 다시 한번 감사드리고 싶습니다.
And especially for believing in us as a church.
그리고 또한 저희 교회를 믿어주신 것에 대해서 또 감사드리고 싶습니다.
You know, Proverbs says a wise son makes a father's heart glad.
잠언에서는 지혜로운 아들은 아버지의 마음을 기쁘게 한다고 합니다.
And, 했습니다. And as your sons and daughters, I hope that we are making you proud.
그래서 저희들이 정말 이 성도님들의 아들과 자녀들로서 기쁘시게 마음을 기쁘시게 하였으면 좋겠습니다.
So we've been waiting for a while to have this joint service just so we could say thank you.
그래서 저희들은 이 조인트 예배를 합동 예배를 같이 오랫동안 드리고 싶었는데 정말 감사하다는 말씀 드리고 싶어서 그렇게 했습니다.
Right, if it wasn't for your vision, especially the early elder board, none of this would have happened.
특히 그 처음에 그 장로님들의 비전이 없이는 이런 것들이 아무것도 이루어지지 않았을 것입니다.
Nice, thank you. 감사합니다.
다시 한번 감사합니다.
Thank you. So now we get to the good part.
이제 이제는 정말 좋은 부분 이 왔습니다.
And Pastor Che from the Korean Church will come and share the word with us.
그래서 한인교회 목사님 최 목사님께서 말씀을 전해 주시겠습니다.
So why don't we welcome him up to the front?
그래서 환영합니다.
I don't translate Korean language. 시간이 없기 때문입니다. Today my sermon in Bible, Isaiah chapter 40, 23 to 31. 오늘 이사야서 40장 27절에서 31절까지 있는 말씀. Isaiah chapter 40, 27 to 31. Now I read the Bible. 지금 성경 읽겠습니다. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My curse is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I'm so happy to be here with you today for the Sunday afternoon service in this new sanctuary. I pray that God will bless you with more of His grace and peace. I want to share with you from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, 27 to 30. The title of this message is The Church That Soars on Wings Like Eagles. 독수리처럼 비상하는 교회입니다. First meaning, a church of faith. 긍정적인 믿음의 교회입니다. God knows our circumstance well. The prophet Isaiah tells that our God fully sees through all our suffering and hardships. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain? O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My curse is disregarded by my God. Yes, we get really frustrated when we cry out to God for help in tears, but feel like God is still silent. But God knows what's on our heart. He even knows the things that we don't really know in our heart. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, God knows His people. 하나님은 자기 백성을 안다고 분명히 말씀하고 있습니다. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with His inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Psalm chapter 103 and verse 14 says, He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. 시편 103편 14절에 하나님이 우리를 아신다. 그렇게 기록을 하고 있습니다. He also promised that He will watch over our coming and going both now and forevermore. He promised that from the very beginning to the end, He will watch over us though He sometimes forget God. We sometimes forget God. He never forgets us even just for a second. So let's set out on this journey with His faith in Him, our Creator. He knows everything about us. He will take care of all things, for He knows all our anxiety and problems. He has already prepared a feast for you, and he will lead you to it. Therefore, don't be anxious about anything, but trust everything in the Lord. He will make all things far greater than you want or expect. The evangelist Moody once visited a person who was seeking bed for 40 years to comfort and encourage him, thinking to himself, this person must be really depressed and prostrated. But after his visit, Moody said, I just saw heaven today. That's right. This is the right attitude that Christians should have. Even in the midst of our hardship, Christians give off the sweet aroma of Christ, witnessing the kingdom of God. I pray that Solomon Sporci will have this kind of faith and have victory over all areas. Hallelujah. Second meaning. 두 번째는 건강한 교회가 되어야 됩니다. Second meaning is a church of strength. According to Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29 says, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew this strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will learn and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the health church that has a health faith. We should be filled with the endless energy and overflowing grace and blessing, so that we can soar on wings like eagles. When God renews our strength, even when we learn, we will not grow weary, and we will walk and not be faint. The power of rising on eagle's wing is the power of prayer. Eagles fly when they spread both their wings. When we spread our wings, we will have the power of soaring on wings like eagles. We saw on the world we see. How can you see? As God's children look upon these high places. When we pray, we will see the heavenly spiritual realm. When we see the heavenly spiritual realm, we will spread our wings of prayer to receive the power that enables us to rise. And when we spread our wings of prayer, we see the heavenly realm and have the power to rise. Man has three kinds of power. First one is physical power. The power gets weaker when our physical body gets weak. No strong man can stand before sickness. There's nothing more important than health. When people get sick, they will lose their strength. It's not avoidable. The second one is our knowledge. These days, even old people learn computer skills, and a lot of students study hard. Without the power of knowledge, we can't live efficiently. The third one is the strongest. That is our spiritual power, which goes beyond our physical power and knowledge. This is the power God gives to those who hope in the Lord and trust in Him. When we receive this power, we can go beyond your limitation. Joseph is one of the good examples who spread his wings of prayers. He was a man of dreams. The one who dreams spread their wings of prayers because God was with him. Joseph didn't fall into temptation. Even when Potiphar's wife tempted him, he didn't stumble. Not because he was holy, but he always had that dream in his heart that his sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to him. Because of the dream living inside him, he wouldn't stumble. But even afterwards, trial came to him. and he was put in prison. But even in prison, he didn't stop praying. Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 to 22, Bible tells that the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison. The warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. No matter how you are, God will pour out his grace even in the midst of your hardship when you soar on wings of prayer. Joseph was rather strengthened by God than depressed by discouraged, and God also showed grace over him by sending a helper. This is how a man who spread wings of prayer should be. Look at Daniel. He was also a man who spread his wings like eagles through prayers. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 says, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where his windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. You can take a look at 2 things. Daniel didn't stop praying even after the decree had been published. It was already decided. Satan always tried to make us give up on our prayers and stop in the middle. And family finally think whatever happens, happens, there is nothing I can do about it. This is a life doomed to failure. But if you look at Daniel, he continues to pray even after everything was said. God will change the fate for those who continue to pray and so on wings. Jesus said, everything is possible for him who believes. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Mark chapter 11 verse 24, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and will be yours. God has given us wings of prayer that we can rise, but we don't really use them. And instead fold them up and don't sew on them. When the wind blows a little bit, we stop trying to rise. I pray that all of you will spread wide your wings of prayer. When you pray and sew on wings like eagles, the world we live in gets wider and higher, and our faith life goes up and rise up even in the midst of trials. Elijah's prayer opened up the gate of heaven and defeated Baal's prophets. Daniel broke the mouth of starving lions through his prayer. David defeated Goliath. And as the turn of Haman's evil scheme against the Jews, Apostle Paul suffered from all kinds of trials. He says, I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes. -1. 3 times I was beaten with rod. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent the night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirsty, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. But even in the midst of all these hardship, he still remains strong without getting weary. The moment he feels this could be the end of my life, he still looks upon him who always holds and carries him through. Then he rises up again and continues his journey by God's grace. I pray that Solomon's Porch people will be physically and spiritually strengthened all the time. Hallelujah. Third meaning, a church that hopes in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Hoping in the Lord means looking up to God out of adoration, believing and waiting. We should always love and turn our eyes upon the everlasting, absolute God who reigns over everything. When you hope in the Lord, our strength will be renewed every day without getting weary, winning victory over all situations. Just like some flowers. Looking up to the sun, we should always look up to God. God give us the strength of soaring on wings like eagles. To those who hope in the Lord, the higher we get, the wider our view gets, even our perspective changes. Furthermore, when we have faith and rise up high like eagles, there's not even a single cloud in the sky. When we are on the airplane, there are no cloud, rain, wind, or pollution. All our clouds are below you. Our face life is like that too. When we move into the higher realm of our spirituality by hoping only in the Lord, there we only see our Jesus who's our true and only Son. Those who hope in the Lord always rejoice in Him. Those who hope in the Lord are always joyful, no matter what kind of circumstances they are in. Those who hope in the Lord renew their strength in God. What does Isaiah, a man of prayer, say? Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Hope in the Lord also means wait for the Lord in another English translation. Our attention should only be focused on Jesus, which means our eyes should only be upon Him. When we turn our eyes upon Jesus, along with centering our lives on Him, He will renew our strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Again means looking upon the Lord. Job chapter 35, verse 5 says, look up at the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds so high above you. The Bible says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Indeed, he who watches over you will neither slumber nor sleep. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, which is not like human strength. This strength comes through the above. This is strength that you gain only through prayer. The Holy Spirit brings this strength. This is the strength that we live through. Strength that is renewed by God every day allows us to start off each new way. Each day we should renew our strength. There is no royal road to this new strength. You can gain the strength only by waiting on the Lord and hoping in the Lord. In 2 Kings chapter 19, when King Hezekiah was suffering a lot, he kept on turning to others for help. He kept on turning his eyes to different solutions, like sending money, begging, asking for help from Egypt. But having failed in all his attempt to be saved, he finally takes his last step by laying down all the problem before God, stating his life. He prays to God that night. This isn't just his unusual prayer. He prays to God, risking his life in the temple surrounded by 185,000 Assyrian men. What does he pray? Oh Lord, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God of all the kingdom of earth. You have made heaven and earth. Coming to himself, he prayed in the right way. In Bible say, having prayed so hard, next morning he sees 185,000 dead body struck by the angel of the God. God's angel swept them away completely. Those who hope in the Lord renew their strength. Therefore, there is nothing but victory. God promised that he would renew the strength by those who hope in the Lord. And that's so true. So we must pray even hard in our difficulties. There is God's miracle ready for those who hope in the Lord. Surely God will bring an answer in his time. I hope and pray that all your problems and difficulties will be solved by hoping in the Lord. Let's hope in the Lord. The only way we live in this old world is hoping in the Lord. Let's soar on wings like eagles. Let's go up to the higher level in our worship life. John chapter 2:13 says, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to the Jerusalem. Jesus went up to Jerusalem and cleaned up the temples. He turned over worldly things and thought what is truly clean. Let's go up to the higher level in our prayer life. Acts chapter 3 verse 1 says, one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Peter and John were baptized in the Holy Spirit after going up to the temple to pray, and they experienced God's miraculous power. When we renew our strength, we can please God. Our old being cannot please God. We being a new being should hope in the Lord and renew our strength. I bless you, Solomon Sporchi, with a future of faith, strength, and hoping in the Lord, that in all areas you will have victory in Jesus' name. Let's pray. 기도하겠습니다. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this Sunday afternoon service in this new sanctuary. Bless Solomon's Sporchi even more as they start their new journey here in this place. And I pray that Solomon's Sporchi will be a church that soars on wings like eagles. A church of faith, strength, and hoping and waiting in you. Lord, pray that you will pour out your grace over each and every one of them. Father God, fill Pastor Samuel Song and all the pastoral staff with your spirit and guide them in your way. And I also pray that Solomon's Porch will be the center of your missions where people gather together in your name to pray and share the good news outside the church when they spread out. I pray that your abundant signs and wonders will overflow through Solomon's Porch. 하나님 감사합니다. 오늘 이전 감사 예배를 드리는 Solomon's Porch를 축복하여 주시고 독수리처럼 비상하는 교회가 되기를 원합니다. 긍정적인 믿음의 교회, 건강한 교회, 악망하는 교회와 성도님들이 되게 하셔서 하나님의 은혜가 강물처럼 흘러넘치기를 원합니다. 하나님 아버지 사무엘성 목사님과 여러 사역자들을 성령으로 충만하게 하시고 초대교회 같이 모이면 기도하고 흩어지면 전도하고 안디옥교회 같은 선교의 중심이 되기를 원합니다. 하나님의 충만하신 역사가 솔로몬 스포츠를 통하여 일어나게 하여 주시옵소서. Thank you and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
To worship in a little bit, but we want to take a bit of a moment and just to say thank you to some people.
저희들 계속해서 예배할 건데 이 시간에는 잠시 저희들 좀 감사를 드리고 싶은 분들을 좀 감사를 드리고 싶습니다.
And we just prepared some very simple gifts. Don't expect too much.
저희들 아주 간단한 선물들을 준비했습니다. 너무 이렇게 기대하지 마시고 자 간단한 선물을 준비했습니다.
But we wanted to give you something as an appreciation for all that you've done for us as a church.
그러나 정말 감사의 표시로 저희 교회들을 위해서 해주신 모든 것들을 정말 감사하는 표시로 작은 것들을 좀 드리고 싶었습니다.
And if I call out the names, it's going to be very bad. And so I'm going to refrain from doing that.
제가 이름을 부르면 발음 때문에 별로 안 좋을 것 같아서 이름은 제가 이름 부르지 않도록 하겠습니다.
But can we start? Can I invite all the elders to come up, the retired elders and the current elders, if you can make your way to the stage?
그러나 모든 좀 장로님들 먼저 좀 이렇게 앞으로 나와주시면 참 감사하겠습니다. 지금 시무 장로님들과 은퇴 장로님들까지 다 좀 나와주시면 감사하겠습니다.
So let's give a huge clap as they come up.
박수로 환영하겠습니다. 앞으로 좀 장로님들 모든 장로님들 앞으로 좀 나와주시면 감사하겠습니다.
I meant for them to stay on stage, but that's okay. I think everyone's shy. I mean, just a few simple stories, okay? I just share. When I first came to Hong Kong, I went to the Korean service every week.
제가 그 목사님께서 처음에 홍콩에 오셨을 때 한인 예배를 한국어 예배를 매주 가셨습니다.
And I used to go to morning prayer as well.
그리고 새벽 기도도 갔었는데.
And my favorite time after was actually after morning prayer.
제가 가장 좋아했던 시간은 새벽 기도를 마친 다음이었습니다.
It wasn't because I didn't like to pray. It was because I got to hang out with some of the 장로님s, some of the elders afterwards.
그 이유는 제가 기도를 좋아하지 않아서가 아니라 기도를 마친 후에 장로님들 몇몇 분들과 같이 이렇게 시간을 보낼 수 있었기 때문이었습니다.
And I would practice my very bad Korean with them.
그리고 제가 저 한국말도 이렇게 연습도 했었고.
And they would practice their very bad English with me.
그리고 장로님들은 영어를 저와 또 이렇게 연습하셨습니다.
And so I really want to thank Sangwon's dad, 서장님 and 최장님 and 김지만장님 for those are all the elders, right? I did really fast. For really blessing me when I came to Hong Kong.
그래서 특별히 제가 그 처음 왔었을 때 저에게 많은 이렇게 도움을 주신 그 장로님들 좀 특별히 다시 한번 감사하고 싶습니다.
Yeah, and actually, what happened to Chedosom Jeongim? What happened to you? How do you say, come over here, please.
이쪽으로 앞으로 좀 나와주시죠. 최 장로님 다시 한번 앞으로. 예, 감사합니다. Stage up, 위로 좀.
We also were very blessed in the beginning of the church. We had a few of the Korean church deacons. That really helped us a lot. They were our liaisons to the Korean ministry on our behalf.
그리고 또 저희가 처음 시작할 때 많은 집사님들 중에서 저희들에게 많은 도움을 주시고 또 한인 교회와 저희 교회 사이 이렇게 연결해 주시는 그런 역할을 하신 분들이 계십니다.
So can I invite Shin Young-soo 집사님 and Kim Jung-woo 집사님?
신정로님과 신 집사님과 김 집사님 그죠 앞으로 나와 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
This is Annie's father, right?
여기 저 애니 선교사
Irene's father.
예, 애니 선교사님 아버지시고 예.
We are extremely thankful for Shin Jipsa-nim because you know this is Annie's father, and Annie and Sam are planting our church in Beijing right now, and so thank you to them.
저희는 정말 특별히 신 집사님께 참 감사드리는 것은 아시다시피 신 집사님 그 따님이 애니 성 애니 사모님이신데 저희 베이징에서 지금 저희 베이징 교회를 세우고 계십니다. 그래서 다시 한번 참 감사드립니다.
And we want to take this time to thank all the female elders.
그리고 또한 이 시간에는 모든 권사님들께 감사드리고 싶습니다.
And these are all the women that really, really prayed for us a lot.
정말 저희들을 위해서 정말 열심히 많이 기도해 주시는 분들입니다.
And for me, fed me a lot as well.
그리고 저한테 이렇게 많은 좋은 음식도 이렇게 많이 주셨습니다.
You know, and so really, really appreciate your generosity and your prayers for us.
다시 한번 정말 여러분들의 관대함, 권사님들의 관대함과 기도에 정말 감사합니다.
So can I invite all the 권사님s to come up?
모든 권사님들 좀 앞으로
current, retired, please come.
지금 권사님, 신무 권사님들과 또 은퇴하신 권사님들도 다 이렇게 앞으로 나와주시면 감사하겠습니다.
And of course, we want to thank the current pastoral staff, you know, that are here and really blessed us as a church and ministered to us. So, can I invite 목사님 and 전사님 and all the pastoral staff? Can you come?
이제는 목사님들과 전도사님들께도 감사하는 시간을 가지겠습니다. 목사님들과 전도사님들 다 좀 앞으로 나와 주십시오. 감사합니다.
Love Fest. I know it's just very simple words and a simple gift, but I hope it portrays our heart of thanksgiving to you.
오늘 저희가 드린 것은 간단한 말씀과 간단한 선물이지만 정말 저희들의 마음이 전달되는 시간이었으면 좋겠습니다.
Right, we moved locations.
저희는 장소는 옮겼지만
right, but our hearts have not moved.
그러나 저희들의 마음은 이사하지 않았습니다.
And so I hope that we can continue to minister together.
그래서 저희들이 계속해서 함께 같이 주님 섬겼으면 좋겠고.
You know, especially through the Indonesian ministry.
그리고 또한 인도네시아 교회를 통해서 더더욱 함께 주님을 섬기기를 바랍니다.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't we rise to our feet?
다 같이 일어나셔서 예배하겠습니다.
As an offer of thanksgiving.
정말 하나님께 드리는 감사의 제물로서
I want to invite our SP members.
저희 모든 SP member들
you know as a reciprocation of all the prayers that we've received.
그래서 저희들이 받은 모든 기도에 화답하는 대답으로서
So I want you to find someone from the Korean church.
그래서 여기 모든 SP의 멤버들은 한인교회에서 오신 분들 한 분 꼭 찾으셔서
And as the worship team leads us, let's just pray for them and let's ask God to bless them.
그리고 worship 팀이 그 예배하는 동안 꼭 한 분 찾으셔서 같이 기도해 주십시오.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's go church. Let's move around the room. Let's find someone and let's just bless them.
하나님께서 오신 분들 꼭 한 분 찾으셔서 같이 기도 드리겠습니다. 그리고 계속해서 찬양팀은 예배하도록 하겠습니다.
Spirit leads me on in the
sing that one more time as a church. And Ji-sun, can you lead us in Korean? Okay.
드리겠습니다.
Father, we thank you for the word today, God.
하나님 오늘 저에게 주신 말씀 감사합니다.
Yes, Lord, let us be a church that God moves, God that rises on eagle's wings.
그렇습니다. 정말 저희 교회가 독수리 날개에 저 올라가는 교회가 되게 하소서.
Lord, not just one church, but three churches, God, that runs hard after you.
저희들은 한 교회이지만 저희 세 교회가 함께 하나님 앞에 달려가게 하여 주시옵소서.
Yeah, that's able to lay down our agendas, God, to follow the agenda of Christ.
그리고 저희들의 뜻을 내려놓고 정말 예수 그리스도의 뜻을 쫓아가는 교회들이 되게 하소서.
We pray, Jesus, that you be lifted up, God, in the Korean Church, Solomon's Porch, and the Febe Ministry.
제가 기도하는 것은 정말 예수 그리스도께서 한인교회와 인도네시아 페베 미니스트리 교회와 저희 교회 위에 예수님의 이름이 높아지기를 기도합니다.
And Lord, and come and be the head of the church.
그리고 오셔서 저희 교회들의 머리가 되어 주시옵소서.
Lord, we humble ourselves to your leadership.
그리고 정말 주님의 인도하심 안에 저희가 저희가 겸손합니다.
Lord, and use all of our churches, God, to bring your Son Jesus Christ all the glory that he deserves.
그리고 정말 홍콩에 있는 교회들을 통하여서 예수 그리스도께서 정말 받으신 모든 영광을 받아 주시옵소서.
We thank you, Lord.
감사합니다.
We love you, Jesus.
예수님 사랑합니다.
We bless you.
송축합니다.
Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace. Shalom. From this day forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Want you to hug someone next to you? Huh? God bless you. Please, if you're new to church, please enjoy some coffee in the back. It's free, especially to all the Hong Kong Korean church and the Febe members. Please have some coffee on me. If you want to look around the church, we have offices upstairs and then a counseling center on the 10th floor that you can go and tour around. All right, have a great week this week. God bless you.